Hello again. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist, and I'm here with more information about critically important nutrients that you need to know about, that you need to know your intake of these nutrients. You need to assure yourself through multivitamins, very careful food choices, any means necessary to support your level of these nutrients. Today I'm talking about zinc. There are so many people out there who are zinc deficient. It is one of the most common deficiencies. One of the issues that I talk about with people all the time regarding zinc is maybe food just doesn't have that zip anymore. Maybe your sense of taste is not what it used to be. Perhaps your sense of smell is not as acute as it once was. Both of those issues, loss of your sense of smell, loss of your sense of taste, both of those can be corrected when you support your zinc levels, the zinc levels in your body. Very, very interesting. It could very well be related to hair loss, possibly skin issues. Perhaps you have had a wound, just a little bump and abrasion, and it formed a scab and it healed, but it took forever for the look of that wound to disappear. Maybe after a year, that wound is still visible. That could be caused by a lack of zinc in your body. For children, perhaps it's a very, very small growth increase from month to month over the course of a year. Maybe you're not seeing a growth spurt in your kids. Maybe they need a little bit of zinc. It's amazing because zinc actually helps to detoxify substances that have no place in your body. So all of the different pathways that your body has to move toxins out of your body, zinc is the nutrient that supports those detox pathways. It supports your immune system. So in a time, possibly when you're traveling, possibly during the cold and flu season, whatever the threat to your immune system might be, pay attention to taking in zinc, because that's going to be a foundational support to how your immune system is going to respond. It's also very interesting. Zinc is supportive of DNA integrity. So if you want to assure yourself that the cells in your body have the ability to replicate very well, zinc is one of the components that supports that DNA activity. So you're replacing worn-out cells with very highly functional brand-new cells. Enzyme production. Your body depends on zinc in order to produce all different types of enzymes. Enzymes that are going to break down the debris from viruses or bacteria or fungus, whatever that might be. The zinc is an important support to that whole ability of your body to create the enzymes that will break down that debris. Perhaps you need enzyme support to make your digestive system and work properly. Have your digestive system work properly with all of the profile of enzymes that are going to be supportive of breaking down foods and nutrients and getting them within the cell where those nutrients do the work. So you can see how incredibly important zinc is to your overall health, your hair, your skin, your eyes, your ability to taste and to smell, The ability to heal a wound and certainly to create all of the enzymes that you need. And so we come to this section where I'm telling you, okay, here are some of the sources where you can find zinc that's going to be very supportive of your overall good health. I think pretty much everybody knows oysters are a premier source of zinc. So that's number one. And what's interesting is there's quite a number of people listening, I'm sure, who aren't that fond of oysters. Well, if you don't want to make sure to include oysters from time to time in your diet, think about red meat. And of course, what I'm talking about when I say red meat, you want to have meat from animals that are grass-grazed, number one, have never been given hormones, and have never been given antibiotics. So free-range livestock, that's what you want. And the same goes for poultry. Turkey and chicken that has never been exposed to antibiotics, growth hormones, or food that has been tainted with genetically modified organisms, food that has been tainted with pesticides and herbicides, fungicides that are really carried over into the food and then consequently into your body when you're consuming that food. So free-range meat and poultry, organically raised, not exposed to pesticides, hormones, or antibiotics. Beans are an excellent source of zinc, and once again, you want to choose organically grown beans, all different types of beans, whatever choice you prefer. It can be garbanzo beans, black beans, kidney beans, lima beans, all very, very supportive of your zinc status. Nuts, so one of the most highly valuable choices in that nuts category would be walnuts. Choose walnuts. You could think about Brazil nuts. Brazil nuts not only have the zinc, but also the trace mineral selenium, that combination incredibly supportive of your immune function. If you're looking for other sources, you could possibly think about organic dairy. There is some zinc content in dairy foods. So you might think about plain kefir. That kefir having a very, very high level of probiotic content, but the base ingredient, the dairy, that would have a little bit of zinc content. So if you're not going to work on a dietary change to make sure to include zinc, you want to be using at least 20 milligrams of zinc a day, possibly up to 50 milligrams of zinc. For men, it's possible that you might even want a higher intake of the zinc on a daily basis. And one of the suggestions that I make for men would be 50 milligrams on one day and then 100 milligrams the next day, and alternating back and forth between 50 and 100 milligrams for men. For most women, between 20 and 50 milligrams of supplemental zinc per day would be an excellent support to all of those issues that I mentioned: eye, skin, hair, wound healing. It is even going to be supportive to a certain extent for weight loss. So all of those people out there who are working on weight management and maintaining that proper BMI, the measure of fat to lean muscle tissue, zinc is going to be supportive of that. So now you have all of the information you need to stay healthy with zinc, a very common deficiency.